Dial Daily Bread, Book 1, Chapter 123. The Probing Ministry of the Holy Spirit. Does it seem reasonable to assume that those whose sins are clearly evident, preceding them to judgment, have already gone through what the lost will face when their sins follow later? This is an experience of consciousness. It's not like a government financial audit that happens while you're sound asleep. The Holy Spirit does nothing behind your back. You don't need to be afraid of Him. The lost come up in the second resurrection, and the truth of their sins confronts them consciously in the final judgment as they stand before the great white throne. But those who now permit the Holy Spirit to probe beneath the surface of their character and respond yes to His deeper convictions of sin, are happy ahead of time. They have welcomed the final judgment now. They pray the prayer of the devout lady who long ago would pray, "Lord, show me the worst of my case." Now there is no fear in their love agape, for perfect agape casts out fear. This appears to be so simple and clear biblically that a child can grasp it. Could this be what Daniel spoke of when he said that in the final day of atonement, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed? It makes sense. The heavenly sanctuary itself cannot be cleansed until first the hearts of God's people on earth are cleansed. And we know there's no way under heaven that they can cleanse their own hearts without that probing ministry of that Holy Spirit. For, who can understand His errors? Cleanse me from secret false sins. And if by the grace of God we can get as far as to pray that verse 12, then verse 13 is articulated in our prayer, "Keep back your servant from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me." Peterson, The Message, renders it, "Otherwise how will we know when we play the fool? Clean the slate, God, keep me from stupid sins." Oh, what most precious good news is in this cosmic day of atonement. The great high priest in His most holy place is awake 24 hours, 7 days a week, working, sending His Holy Spirit to convict, and convict again. Yes, He's doing it. The one sitting beside you in church may be letting the work be done, and you are childishly unaware that anything is going on. Some may say nothing's going on that hasn't been happening for thousands of years. Well, think a little. Watch.